Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We welcome you all to a Roll2Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flerl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
There is nothing further. We shall leave the minutiae to the people who deal in such things.
Saba will have a look at Lady Deesha.
She will nod with like a kind of fluttered blinking, as if to say, everyone must be observed here. And the same to Janice. And she will depart with Vice Administrator Merla Zaru.
Zaru, yes. Zaru. And the two of you are going to stay behind.
Yes.
You're not going to think of a way to bring them along. You reckon you're just going to leave them here? That's fine. Either or is fine.
Do you guys think there's a good way to...
I mean, the only obvious one is I am your bodyguard.
That's one way. Yeah, of course. And if you're like, this guy like does all my recording for me, like that's another possible way.
Up to you though. If you want me to wander around, I'm happy to wander around.
Or you can leave them to do more intelligence gathering here and you and the Viscount can indulge.
Yeah, I don't... I'm
up to you, Ellen.
Yeah, I just don't want to steal the scene.
No, you won't. It's fine.
Yeah, I think the logic is, like, there's going to be a lot of very high-powered people, and if you guys can, like, get intel on them and know where they're moving and where their allegiances are, and if anyone else knows about the fucking change.
There's also a good time to gather specifics on the sabotage, which is what the Atreides want. Part of the bargain is, like, what exactly are they doing to the equipment and the refineries and whatever on the way out? And you guys might be able to overhear that kind of thing or quiz people about that kind of thing.
The catering's good here, too, so Saba wants
to. Is excellent.
They have fresh cold water. Pretty
they have fresh cold water. They have dates, which are obviously the fruit of choice if you're being decadent.
How Moorish.
Along with along with peeled grapes, etc., etc.
Cool.
Peeled grapes, the decadence.
Saba's going to utilize...
You'll grow your own grape.
Saba's going to... That's what he's going to utilize. His ability to some fucking how blend into these scenes to be unnoticed and overhear. Because him trying to talk to someone else is not going to go down.
So what's going on?
It's not going to work. So he has to rather blend in.
What's the haps?
Yes.
Haps.
The 411.
So how about those tigers? Did you see the football? Saba did.
Jesus Christ.
suddenly talking in the third person, which you haven't done whole campaign.
Also, my voice has changed incredibly over the season.
So has Janice.
Saba fluctuates between having laryngitis and just having a deep voice. It goes between this and this.
Janice sounds between someone who's actually intelligent and someone who's scared.
You could be both.
Uh-oh.
Scaredigence. Intelliscared. There we go.
Give him one of these, one of the...
The meerkat.
Chris just looked off into the side, slightly disassociating and then snapping back violently to reality in a horrible way.
The Mentat side eye.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Phil.
So...
What's up?
Zaru leads the pair of you through the complex to the area known as the Pleasure Wing. There are all sorts of delights here. Dances, music, scents, fine wines, intoxicants for those who enjoy them. Of course, everything edible infused with that delectable spice and its eternally fresh flavour. Perhaps you're not embarking on these delights today, but here you can also get a thorough massage and a sauna and be anointed with oils, have beauteous attendants cater to your every whim. But for now, Zaru is content to have less intimate delights. Music, dancing, entertainments, exotic food and drink from across the Imperium. It's very much a, yes, it's a gift of indulgence, but it's also a kind of show of power. This is our everyday. We have an entire wing dedicated to this. To decadence and delight. Our resources are unimaginably huge. That is the undercurrent to everything that is said and done here. With the overt thing of, look how generous we're being to you.
I must say, from our earlier meeting, Merla, I didn't see you as one whose appetite would be satiated with such decadence.
We all have our vices. And yes, I am famed for my meticulousness, but... all things must have balance.
Of course.
And perhaps the more showy delights are not to my taste, but wine from the far corners of the Imperium. That I cannot look past. Here, have a sip. It is simply divine.
I imbibe.
Exquisite. Amazing. Incredible.
It's the hand gestures it's you're doing as well. Bellissimo.
Just nearly on the verge of indescribable.
You pick your vice as well, Vice Administrator.
And I try to pick my allies well too.
You and I have that in common.
Vadim, Lady Kshana, I must commend how you have navigated these last few weeks. Particularly House Gloria. I had heard they were ready to drag you in front of the Chome. For some reason, they withdrew that claim.
Fickle.
Yes. Cold feet from somewhere.
Hard to do on Arrakis.
I often...
Sorry, where'd she get this sense of humour? I don't know. It's the wine. You must think of me. Saba, get out of the pleasure house.
Oh, sorry.
I had often sought after their dirtier parts of their business without too much success beyond rumours. So I must commend you. However, recent turns have them accusing you of collusion, plotting, of knowing ahead of time that this change was coming. They're whispering of Canley.
On us?
Indeed.
How darling. Well, those who don't know their place often lash out at who they see as the biggest threat.
Yes, Zaloria act much more of a cudgel than your precisely delivered blade. If they do declare, House Harkonnen wishes you the best of luck.
Thank you, although you and I both know that House Ikshana does not rely on luck alone.
A turn of phrase, merely.
Of course. Might there be more private quarters here, Vice Administrator?
We can damp this conversation if you have something more pressing to tell me. As I sense you do, Vadim nods sagely.
Yes.
We do.
I've rather dominated this conversation.
Well, I hate having conversations with myself.
I was going to figure out how you were going to do that. It's like, he doesn't say anything. He does head gestures.
Yes. He lets the lady do the talking.
Yes.
Has a lovely lilting tongue.
It's very into their whole relationship is this kind of understanding of their power is not just in one, it is as a unit.
Yes.
And, you know, where one succeeds.
When one speaks, they speak for both.
Yes.
And that's kind of understood. So the damper flicks on. And the enchanting music is replaced by a dead, unnatural silence. The sound of sharing secrets. Speak.
We were made aware of the change. House Atreides is coming.
How do you know this? This is privileged information few in the entire known universe know of.
And we are one. They seek to...
You spoke with them.
Yes.
They are here.
They sent us a message. Ahead of their occupation, they are looking to inspire fealty amongst the houses on Arrakis.
I see.
And I thought House Harkonnen would be very interested to know once Atreides are in and nicely settled and sure that no harm is going to come their way. Well, I'm sure they would love to know where all their weak spots are, who they are dealing with, which houses have been unloyal.
This information would please me, and I'm sure the Baron himself, very much.
Well, then we are very happy to extend our working relationship with the knowledge that it is up to houses, such as ourselves, to often get our hands dirty with houses, like the Atreides, in order to deliver precious information to those we serve.
You are a small, small house. And yet you set yourself between two of the greatest houses in the Imperium. A dangerous, delicate path to walk. Anger us, we will crush you without remorse.
That is understood.
Anger the Atreides, half of the Landsraad will shun you forever. And then you might as well not be a noble house at all. I hope you know what you're doing.
I trust, then, that this agreement will come to terms.
Yes.
Wonderful. Then we may set business aside and enjoy the rest of this wine.
Well spoken. And the damper flicks off, and the delights of nobility are made available to you in their vast array. Meanwhile, Janus, you have the work of clarifying for various military planners and spice mining planners, of clarifying various aspects of the things that you have shown, likely entrances to the sieges, where bombing might be best, where your assessment where spice blows are most likely. Lots of little minutiae here and there, clarifications and such. But you have room around this to do as you like, but there is sort of business that you attend to and you're authoritative in those things. So the meeting doesn't sort of wrap up when the important people have done their stuff. They're just like, here's the big picture, we're going to go do stuff. You go sort it out, and that is what you engage in. So do you do anything while that happens or after that happens? How do you kind of navigate this? What's the trait I'm looking for? Business-like interaction.
Sure.
Or planning, something like that.
So let's visually, we're in a room.
It's a large meeting hall, a conference room, but grander in scale.
Beautiful. And there are maybe 50, 60, 80 people here?
I mean, if you include all the slaves,
then
probably like 60 people.
Okay.
The slaves are barely count. The whole idea is that they kind of disappear into the background. For the record, I'm saying that in-universe, I don't think that they would not count as people myself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just checking.
No, it sounded very convincing with an English accent.
I don't know,
English accent, it sounded very convincing.
Yeah. I think Sean is looking at me in a whole new way.
All of your talk about fiefdom.
Yeah, I know, right? He's enjoying this too much.
And the fact that you're drinking out of a can with a large Union Jack.
No.
I don't know,
they've
guys.
They've discovered me.
Man, I can't wait to cut out that disclaimer.
the slaves barely count, but yes, there are about 50, 60 people here.
Sure. In terms of observing this space, is there anyone in particular who seems important?
Who would you like?
Is there a pier? Would you like a mentat pier?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a mentat. So they have a mentat who is like the head mentat for their spice mining operations. They keep all like the yields, the areas where spice goes, where spice is harvested, the condition of all the harvesters and carryalls. They could like produce you the serial number for all the carryalls that are on the sand today if you wanted.
Sure. I guess, and this is just a question for my fellow players, I really don't know what I'm doing.
You don't have to do anything.
Same, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, Saba's idea is to be less like specific in that regard, is I'm simply going to be utilizing my time to walk unseen through the space and potentially pick up conversations that are of use to House Ikshana. Once the big players are out of the room, what do the other people talk about? That's my plan.
I think as well, like, we know the brass tacks in terms of the expedition, but a change is coming, and now more and more people seem to be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would probably be good to see where people's kind of, as much as you can tell in all the entendre and doublespeak,
yeah,
and people lying and wearing masks upon masks,
yeah,
upon masks.
Yeah.
Probably want to get a sense of like where people's allegiances are, if there is a plan to like fuck over the Atreides beyond stealing spice. This is probably where some of those things would be talked about. I don't know.
Try and get some hints as to the events of Dune.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can we get hints of the plot of the film?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we meet Jason Momoa?
In that case, then I think Janice is just going to, he will continue having his regular conversations as they discuss the details of the expedition and keep an ear out for inaccuracies or odd phrases. Things like, oh, the fact that we're only taking one unit of legionaries is odd. Do we actually intend to make it out of this thing, or are we just going to sacrifice the four transports and the two carrying calls and the mobile refinery? Like,
well, one of the things you come across, so give me a communicate role or an understand role.
I love understanding. I hate communicating.
Let's give understanding then, because you're doing a passive listen.
Yeah, thank you. What's the space? What sort of space are we in?
It's
decadent. Oh, it's, no, that's where I am.
It's, yeah, planning.
Planning.
It's a planning meeting.
That doesn't really help me. Let's do my usual thing. It's a big place.
You can do some passive scrutiny.
Passive scrutinying. Is it loud? Are there lots of... Are the slaves talking, or are they generally mute?
Oh, no. God, no.
No, I figured as much.
Some of them probably even have their tongues cut out.
Yeah. I was going to say...
Are there people who... That's a shame. The tongue's one of the most important organs in the body.
Depends on the kind of slave.
Oh. Cut that. That's awful.
This is an evil season.
No.
That's where you draw the line.
I can excuse. You can exclude slavery, but you draw the line
at BDSM.
Don't kink shame slavery? Oh, that quote never fails to amuse.
No. Evergreen.
Like our seasons of our podcast. Go listen to the rest of the season, guys.
It's not loud. There's more like murmurs. Like lots of people conversing.
Okay, cool.
Your Ikshana people and Harkonnen people all in little conferences. Lots of murmuring.
Then it has the trait disquieted. That sounds right. Is that right? That's the word.
Like disquieted. Murmurs.
Yeah, murmurs.
Disquieted is more like upset or unnerved,
do you want them unnerved?
Oh, then we go the classic Fleetwood Mac album.
Rumors.
Yeah, I like that. You can add rumors. Yeah,
sweet.
Lots of low-level people all talking to each other. I can definitely see there being rumors around. Great.
I'll take an extra die then. And I will just... As I have a conversation, as Janice has a conversation with someone about these thousands of calculations, this times this divided by this, plus this equals this by another mentor.
Predictions of how many, we believe if we can get three spice blows.
With a spice blow average of this much, with a refinery speed of this much, this was assuming that our operations are not interrupted by storm or worm. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
It's like a conversation I have inside my own brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Jerry takes 3 sandworms.
No. Yeah, roll your dice.
All right. Whilst that's happening, I'm listening to the others, to those who dare not speak to me. Oh, sorry, my pull. I'm doing this for power reasons because it's not really a duty thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing an observe roll, which is 7 plus 6 is 13, with crits on 6 because observe.
Yep.
And I got 3 successes.
Okay, so you have 3 rumors or questions.
Yes.
So I believe you kind of first opened up with, like,
is there anything in this expedition that is designed to fail? Like, is there anything that is going to be clearly abandoned?
So one of the harvesters is known for being really loud.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's just old, right? And
that
loud.
That sucks. Like, that's a bad thing to take onto the desert.
The vibration dampening is busted.
Yeah.
And it's loud.
So it's just a big fuck-off worm attractor.
It does attract worms quicker than other sandworms. Great. Other than other harvesters. Another one of the harvesters...
Yes.
...is just old and unreliable.
Oh,
it's
good.
Prone to breaking down.
Cool. Right? Yeah. Give me another one of those sweet rumors there, Phil. I'd love to spend another point of momentum. Gosh, watch an amazing album.
Yeah, truly.
There's a lot of speculation about why. Why is House Harkonnen being kicked off? Why is Arrakis being given over to someone else? Are we not doing a good enough job? We're extremely efficient. We have been keeping down the Fremen threat with brutal efficiency. There has to be something more going on. We haven't disfavored the Emperor. And other people are saying, no, that's paranoid. You're thinking too much into it. The Emperor is capricious. It's not up to us to question his motives.
Okay.
If he wants to kick us off, well, we will have to return to Gedi Prime and we will be prosperous there instead. No one keeps Harkonnen down. But there's this sense among some people that there's more going
on. And there's a bit of wounded pride associated with that.
There's definitely a kind of sense. Because Harkonnen's encouraged this might is right culture...
The fact that they're being kicked off
is extremely kind of emotionally damaging to certain people.
Yeah.
And because of that, that's the other thing you pick up is that tensions are kind of high now that this has become public knowledge. And there's a lot of kind of, you know, simmering anger on behalf of the house. Similarly to how, you know, your house all has this great loyalty and what happens to your house is felt by all. It's the same thing here, down to even the, you know, the low level administrators. They are all part of the house. They rise and fall with it. And if the house is insulted, they are insulted too.
Great. I would like to create an asset. Now, normally we create assets with spending 2 points of momentum. But there is another cool way you can do it.
Yes, there is.
You can do it on a succeeding of a 2 difficulty skill check.
Yes. What's the asset you would like to create?
I would like to create paranoia amongst the Harkonnen.
Excellent. Mm. Yes. So that is like a communicate role.
Could I argue that it's an understanding role from a cultural perspective? The reason that I've deduced this and that I have this asset is that I culturally understand the weakness and why this is significant.
So you are understanding the current of paranoia, not creating it.
Correct.
You are perceiving it and you're turning it into an asset that you go, this is something I know about and I can use
with a well-placed word here or there to any member of their house. I can leverage their weakness as I would an asset.
So you're saying you understand
the psychology of
the rigid culture of the Harkonnen makes them brittle.
Yes.
And so you're going to use that to create the asset paranoia.
That's right.
Excellent.
That's right.
I'm going to use my last point of threat to make it one more difficult. So it's 3.
Okay. I've got 2 dice. Do you feel that this is a... what's the drive, do you reckon? This is a duty thing, I think.
What's your statement?
Yeah. What must be done must be done.
Okay. You're not really doing anything. You're more kind of like...
Yeah, that's true.
You're observing and gaining
What's
your power? And
power is always wielded by those who should have it. That's true, actually. Because these guys are weak now. So that's true.
Their weakness is being exposed.
Yes.
Their weakness is their obsession with strength.
Yes. And I'm capitalizing on that with my own obsession with strength.
Yes.
I was also going to argue as well, you were instructed specifically to... gain information, gain knowledge of weak spots and stuff, if that helps with duty. But power's just equally
good. Power's
good
too. There's an argument to be made for truth as well, which is seeing into the heart of the situation.
That's right. I think if I can, power's solid.
I'll take it.
And understand.
You reckon you have a focus here of cultural understanding? You understand the culture of the Harkonnens?
Yeah.
I'll allow it. Yeah.
Okay. I'll spend a point of momentum to get an extra die.
That's all your momentum.
Very good.
Gone.
And
damn it.
That's right.
There's no threat either, though.
No threat.
That's good.
And 3 successes are required.
Yep. But you have a decent chance of crit. So you
pull
should be
a 15.
Okay.
Critting on 8s.
Yep.
Rumors isn't going to help me. as a trait.
And it's what lets
you
do
fair
it.
Enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's what lets you pick up on the paranoia in the
first place. That's fair. I guess then paranoia becomes the scene trait and I use that to make the role.
Paranoia is an asset you're creating rather than a temporary trait.
Yeah.
Much easier to create the trait of paranoia for the scene, but you want to make an asset
out of that. Yeah.
An actionable thing you can use any time later.
I guess what I'm saying is I make the trait paranoia and I use that to turn it into a permanent
asset. Yeah, I guess so.
In the logic of the game.
But it's whatever.
All right, here we go. Rolling.
Woo.
That is 3 successes.
Hey.
Just on the line.
You're a beauty. Nice, leader.
Just on the line.
So you're looking at those dice for the longest time.
A natural one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. 15.
So just on the line.
Just on the line. Yeah. And then a 16. So just over.
Beautiful.
So no momentum, but we now have, and Ellen, feel free to write this down for yourself, because I presume you as the talky character will probably use this the most.
Nah, I say you go for it. No, I probably will absolutely use this.
Yeah. The trait.
The asset.
The asset, pardon.
Harkonnen paranoia. The thing to note here is the Harkonnen are pretty naturally paranoid. For it to be an asset, this is heightened paranoia. This is fever pitch. This is informants in every corner.
It makes them bad.
Well, this is what you leverage to kind of steal their scientist as well.
That's true.
Is this general sense of paranoia, but now it's pervasive.
It's almost as if you rule with an iron fist, people get scared.
There's a reason. Yeah, that's the weakness. Atreides have been rising.
Yeah, that's the weakness of the Harkonnen. And Saba.
Hello. It's going to be a fairly similar game plan, however, with a slightly different focus. First of all, the way that Saba accomplishes this, it's a move test. It's not about communicating anything to anyone, and it's not about understanding what he's hearing either. It's about being able to hear it and then pass it on to the people that need to know about it. This is a move test that he's doing. He's looking to, as always, Saba blends in. Much like the servants, he does not speak. He does not make himself known.
They're not servants. They're definitely slaves.
Slaves. Yeah.
There is a difference. There's a material difference.
Yes,
well, to Saba, there isn't.
It's not an occupation.
They don't go home to their families.
Saba doesn't give a shit.
But yeah, you want to be the fly on the wall.
Exactly.
The fly on the wall.
Despite his massive presence in the room, he has that ability to... Potentially, it's also because people just either naturally or unnaturally avert their eyes to the imposing, intimidating figure that is Saba. And he's looking to, much like,
fit into their culture slightly, being like just a big bald guy.
And much like the columns that kind of make up his makeshift training room, he's going to weave in and out of these conversations around people and looking to pick up bits of conversation that are more so in tune with their view of Ikshana, or if there's any things against Ikshana, if there's any like information that now that the big players are out that can be used against them, like thoughts on Ikshana, if there's any sabotage in play, like anything that could be negatively effective to the house.
I really like that you have been creative and been like, I'm going to make you move my stat for this. I think it's really smart. I like it. So I'm going to let you do that. That's cool. So this is a gather information role. So it's difficulty naught, and use your move, and you're going to use the trait that was introduced by Janus, rumors, to
That's
make
right.
it possible. So that now when you move, there are rumors to pick up. So this is you guys piggybacking off each other. It's kind of cool how it works that way.
And this is a duty role because, very simply put, it's what Lady Disha requested through her non-verbal cues. He will be using subtle step, which allows him, as Saba does, to move unseen through spaces, which allows me to get my d20 extra for free. So I'm going to be rolling with 3 d20s.
Cool.
Move and duty roll, which I'm going to have to roll under 14s be able to do.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
As I said, it's difficulty naught, so you just get questions or rumors for each success.
Oh, that's amazing. That is our three successes. That's a three, a three, and an eight.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So what was your first point of focus? Your first topic of topic interest?
Is there a negative perception of Ikshana?
So there's a continuation of what you picked up much, much earlier in a very similar social situation. The insinuation is that Ikshana are, they've gone a bit native and they're Fremen sympathizers. There's people who are like, they've shown us where the Fremen are, but have they shown us where all of the Fremen are? Would they take the opportunity, if the Fremen attacked our assets, to attack alongside them? No, there's no basis for that. But, you know, it could happen. It says a lot that I believe that it might happen.
Yeah.
Is that what one of them says?
You know, I can picture it happening.
That's the most self-aware I've ever heard. You know, my emotional intelligence says,
you know, I have nothing to back this up, but, like, it seems like a thing they would totally do. Seems
look, dragging a slave by the neck.
I know this is rich coming from me.
My emotional intelligence, I've just gone on a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's not quite what they say, but that's
guys,
the sense.
Are we the bad guys?
I don't know how I feel about us giving them all Valley Girl kind of accent.
Yeah, they go, they gathered all this information in the desert in a day. They're practically Fremen themselves.
So the main thing is, the fact that we have actually done what Harkonnen have asked us to do has not endeared us to them, but more so made them more suspicious.
That's correct.
The second thing that I would like to find out is, do any of them talk about any plans or perceived sabotage against Ikshana? Is there anything actually, like, talked about in terms of things that will be done or might be done or should be done?
No. If such a thing, direct action against you, is planned, they're more disciplined than to speak about it here. So you don't hear anything about undermining you guys specifically, especially not on this operation as well. This operation, you're working in tandem. Yep. So it would be kind of counterproductive. So no, you don't hear of any immediate threats to undermine you.
We're about to finish the scene soon, so I may as well use that last one that's there. The thing that I'd be interested to know about, is there any talk about what Harkonnen is going to do after they leave?
There's a lot of talk about what Harkonnen are going to do after they leave. A lot of it hinges on the unknown of who is being given Arrakis, right? The name Atreides is mentioned, but so is like two or three other houses. And the general consensus is whoever it is will get theirs in time. We'll go back to Gedi Prime. We're still extremely strong. We have a massive, massive agricultural powerhouse. And all planets need to eat. So we're still very strong. We will come back and we will crush whoever's done this to us. There is a searing, seething resentment that, okay, this may happen now, but it's only a temporary setback to our opponents being crushed in the long term. And one of the things that's going to help us do that is being rich and getting all this spice for our stocks. Because if we do that, we can also undercut the price and make it much harder for them to profit from Arrakis. That's one of the big ones, actually. I mean, that's my big answer. Yeah. Is that plan to use this stockpile to crash the market for spice once the rivals take hold.
Saba takes us in.
Who's that? Was he listening to us?
And then by the time they look back a second time, he's gone. Disappeared somewhere else into the crowd of people.
No, that was just a particularly tall slave. I think. This wine's quite good. Moorish.
Could have been a servant. He eventually finds, like, once he feels satisfied, he'll find a corner to... He's going to allow himself to be seen now, and he waits near the door that Disha went into and resumes his post as a guard.
The punishing heat of the Arrakeen day abates as your personal ornithopter, the Eye of the Storm, lands at the compound, the Ikshana compound, with your self-led Disha and Vicamp Vadim. He seems distant.
Oh, that's not good.
Pensive.
Is something... Well, there is always a lot on your mind, but you seem troubled.
I know I should have said more, taken a greater part in negotiations, but not to say that I don't trust you, my lady, but more and more I see my mind reaching further into the future, and I find it harder to grasp the present around me. And as he says this, and you look into him, at his eyes, you see the blue tint of his eyes is starting to deepen.
It's not the full blue and blue, but there's a definite twinge going on there in his eyes of heavy spice use.
My heart, these battles are not yet won. The future has to be forged. We may be able to read the signs ahead, but if we do nothing in the moment now, it will slip away from us. An image of the future is pretty, can be enticing, but with one misstep...
That is not the kind of future that I see. I do not see disaster and ruin, but I see a great storm of change whose shape I cannot begin to comprehend. You have been wise to take steps to secure House Ikshana's future in your womb. I fear I cannot pull myself from the storm I see. I must delve deeper into it. Yes, I will see further, and you, my love, you must help. No, you must take the reins of the house and guide us through this coming storm.
I will. As you are our eyes, I will be everything else.
So it must be.
So it must be. But after you delve into the future, do not forget to come back to me, my love.
I am not so lost yet.
That is the day I would truly worry.
Come. There's still much to prepare.
And we are away. What, was the ornithopter just running in the background the whole time?
What?
I mean,
my love?
You must secure the future.
Like the West Wing, I presume a lot of the conversations in this game happen walking and talking.
Yes. As they're like kind of a long hallway.
Yes, there's always long hallways. There's echoing footsteps and hurrying attendants.
I'm imagining like her long gown is kind of like trailing behind them.
And if I was blocking this scene for cinema, you know, there might be moments where you stop and pause at a certain line where, you know, to give it some weight.
Some gravitas.
Or you continue on to your chambers. And, you know, the conversation wraps up as you enter your chambers. Right?
Like the spice, the conversation flows.
Yes.
If you were blocking it for cinema, you'd have a doorway that frames the last conversation.
Yes, exactly.
And
so,
the pause is an artificial pause enforced by a character, a nameless NPC, hurriedly walking through the conversation to force the pause to have happen.
Yes.
And you'd probably stick a Skarsgård in there for posterity.
Yeah. And an extra.
It helps, you know, juxtapose their intimacy with the constant lack of privacy and activity that comes from being the head of a house.
Yeah, it's
even
all
a small one.
Yeah, it's all diegetic sound until the end of the scene, and then non-diegetic sound is the momentum for the edit.
Exactly.
You can cut that short.
You guys,
please don't have this podcast become me talking about the cinema of our role-playing game.
What do you think my answer to that is going to be?
These are notes for people who make TV series of our game.
Every time I say, Sean, please cut something. He never does.
It's almost a signal for him to keep
it. May as well just be an apology to my audience.
Yeah, there you go.
My audience, our
that
audience.
I'll cut.
Our audience.
Please.
I will say that as she enters her chambers, she is all ice on the surface, all fire below, and she just kind of allows herself just a very tight smile.
Mm. He is essentially handing you the reins of day-to-day running of the house because he is getting addicted to spice and the visions.
And as much as there is a closeness, it's all transactional, you know. Yeah. Like there can be love.
Yes.
Amongst power, but at the end, you know.
This is your ambition.
This is my ambition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll just kind of allow herself a kind of private moment of success. The future is hers, and she will guide House Ikshana to it.
Provided that you do not fail the Harkonnens, because if this goes badly...
Oh, yeah. Heads on a spike, la, la, la.
They will blame you and retaliate.
Yes. And Atreides would do the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, she knows it's not going to be easy, but it's still that sense of, this is mine.
Mm.
This is my fate to control.
So I just want to codify, solidify what was sort of reached it in a previous scene, which is that you have kind of made the decision that you will keep the Harkonnens kind of in the loop about what the Atreides are doing, but you're also going to sort of accept the Atreides' offer. So I think the only thing I kind of want to confirm is that you send this distrans bat that you've been given,
yes,
away with a acceptance. Do you want to word that acceptance? Do you want to kind of like say exactly what it is that you encode into this bat? It's sort of like a 30-second message, probably max, and essentially it encodes in the bat's own vocalizations, and then the person on the other end can decode that.
Mm.
Right? Just get an intern to do it.
Ah, yes, accept. One of my many interns.
Print it, send it. Let's move on.
Yeah, I think maybe just we will be your eyes.
Excellent. So what that means is that you will have the asset in this coming conflict of, I've called them the Ikshana Fremen. That's your asset here.
Yes.
So it's a unit of Fremen that you can essentially command as one of your own assets in coming conflict.
Mm. Heal year.
Mm.
So...
Sorry, just for scene dressing, maybe on the desk there is now, having been constructed by some peon of the house, there is both now a seal of the Atreides and the Harkonnens.
Mm.
Two seals ready-made to send off to whomever might need us.
Yes, lovely.
Yeah.
So I will allow, you know, time for any kind of pre-conflict flavor that you want to throw in, but essentially you have come away from your planning meeting, having given over your intelligence and consulted with the Harkonnens on what they bring. So as a reminder, the Harkonnens are attempting to get as much spice from the expedition as possible. They don't really care about losses, but they want a big harvest. They have four harvesters, one of which is old and unreliable, one of which is very loud and will attract sandworms quickly, but only two carryalls. They also have a mobile refinery, which they need to set up at the hidden water source that you discovered.
Yes.
They have a single unit of Harkonnen legionnaires. They are extremely effective, but obviously there's only one of them. Their forces are being drawn off planet, being drawn down off planet. You have to pay the Spacing Guild quite a lot of money and go on their schedule. So moving troops off world, as they have been commanded to, is a process that is quite involved. And so they can't spare many troops. Hence, they rely on your intelligence to make sure this goes well. They also have an aerial bomber, which they can use to assault or take out of play any emplaced settlements or troops that they are scouted out by you. I have popped your assets down as the three ornithopters.
Yes.
Similar to what you took on your scouting expedition. And then two sets of infantry. Some fighters and some scouts.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
So one of each. And then also the Ikshana Fremen, sort of your wild card. Serafina / Shadim has offered those to you as a sort of will keep you safe, kind of ensure that you do well here so that you can maintain your position. It's a sort of olive branch or sort of good faith offer.
Mm. So much to do.
And nothing will go wrong.
So you will act as a single entity, essentially. There's an Ikshana turn.
Yep, nice.
And there'll be a Harkonnen turn, a Fremen turn.
And a worm turn, or?
The worm won't turn,
how
Sean.
The worm will turn.
How the worm will turn.
So the worms are sort of an environmental hazard.
He wiggled like the worm.
The worm. The worms are an environmental hazard, so they will sort of happen each turn,
cool.
Each kind of round.
Yeah.
The worms will be affected. But you will need to scout them. I will keep the worm locations on my map, and you'll need to search for them on your map.
Our objectives, we need to be spotting spice, spotting worm.
Yes.
Protecting ourselves from any Fremen who might attack us.
Yes.
And
making sure the Harkonnens don't get attacked,
yes,
either.
Yes, yeah. You know, they protecting the Harkonnens.
Yeah, they got to get some spice home.
Yes.
Right.
Now, in this conflict, it's a warfare-style conflict. The aerial units all have the mobile trait, which means they can move two squares, as opposed to land units like your troops, the legionnaires, Fremen. They can only move one zone at a time.
That's right.
To differentiate
between land and air forces.
Yeah.
Yep.
Harvesters cannot move without carryalls. They're too slow. They just can't.
And lucky us, we have one extra slow one.
It's just old.
It's old and unreliable. It can break anyway.
Yes. Yeah, it can break it down. It's less about mobility and more about reliability.
The ability and, to efficiency. Refine, yeah.
It also means that we could just maybe let it
go.
If a worm targets that one, we can just be like, cool.
It's the old one.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I think a worm would probably target the loud one.
The noisy one, yeah. Maybe we just make the old one noisy.
Put a few boom boxes on it.
Yeah. Just make it older and worse.
Yeah.
These are
Harker didn't see us just like sabotaging. Deliberately fucking punching their equipment, yeah. Just damaging it.
These screws are all tight. Yes. Can't do that. We've got to make them loose.
House Ikshana's logic is unbeatable.
Yes.
Just people punching the harvester.
I took the silencers off.
So you'll be able to gather information from any adjacent squares to your where you have assets. So that'll be how you spot worms and spice.
Great. I mean, Saba's pretty, and in terms of you said pre-warfare stuff, Saba is very simple. He's a simple man. He is just awaiting orders, and he is ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing that Saba needs to do beforehand.
I guess there is the question of, are we controlling people or are our characters present in this kind of...
So, you can attach yourself to some of your assets if you'd like, and then if you act with those assets, I'll give you an extra die. So you can choose to be safe and sound at a distance back in the way station before you get out into the open desert, the emptiness. But if you choose to, say, go in an ornithopter or command troops from the ground, perhaps, Saba, when you use that ornithopter or those troops, you can gain an extra die for those rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's risk versus reward. You know, if that unit gets destroyed and you're part of it, you're stranded in the desert, you're in trouble.
But, you know, you can have the power behind you to
boost
that specific asset. Makes things
much easier,
yeah.
Since our point of control is the way station.
Yes.
And since the way station and the harvest are quite far in terms of distance, we'd have to attach ourselves, and then that's kind of... Well, there's no way we could drop into a scene to boost it up. We're going to attach ourselves and that'd be it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
If we're out, we're out.
If you're attached,
we're in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
Well,
you could transfer, but it would involve a sort of a narration, an action.
It would take time.
Turns
to be like, okay, I'm detaching myself from this unit, getting in an ornithopter so I can then command from the air.
I can leave the way station, but...
That's sort of what I meant was, we're in the way station. We better go in and help. That's going to take...
You'd need to call an ornithopter back, get on...
And then go back out.
And then go back out.
Which is like 6 turns or something. Huge amount of time.
I mean, depends how far away the ornithopter is. They can obviously move 2 at a time.
Yeah, because it's zone to zone. So I guess it's got to be situational.
Oh, I didn't even see the way stations on the map.
To remind you, you have the emptiness is represented by a 3x3 grid, which has been scouted out and can be referenced either by
I like the alignment chart, that's helpful for me,
or by the compass rosette.
Yeah.
So above the north square is a narrow passage called the throat, and above that is another zone which is the way station.
Yeah.
So there are 2 zones that lead into a 3x3 area of emptiness where the harvesting will take place.
Actually, the easiest way to do it is just by numbering 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I can picture that in my mind very easily.
Sure.
So where's the way station?
It is 2 zones above square 2.
2 zones above square 2. Great. Yeah.
Because in terms of pre-planning, that might include where we are.
Well, Saba is definitely going to be going out. It makes sense for him to go out, and he should be leading people, whether that's in an ornithopter or on the ground, wherever he's most useful, he would accompany along. Mm-hmm. There's no point in Saba being in the way station waiting.
Similarly, unfortunately, I think Janice has to be out there as well. He has to be scouting worm sign. He's the best at obtaining information.
Yeah.
And he's the best at spotting worm sign.
Does it make sense for one of us to be kind of attached to worm sign and one attached to spotting spice? Like making those 2 different tasks and...
One ornithopter can do both. You can look at the surrounding desert and find
and obtain.
So it could be the same role?
Yes.
Great.
Okay. I guess if you are scanning an area...
You're looking for worm sign or...
You're looking for spice blimp.
For both, yeah.
So if we were looking, we could obtain both of those pieces of information.
So say you're in the center square.
Yeah.
Five. you did an obtain information roll.
Yeah.
Every point of success
gives you a thing.
You can use to scan the square you're in or an adjacent square.
Okay. Up to any number or
however many successes you get.
Yeah. Great. Cool. Cool. Awesome.
That's you get for being good.
Yep. Sweet.
All right. So then it more becomes a zoning thing where we can both use it, but we can cover different ground.
Yeah. I'm thinking that you might want to attach yourself to soldiers, though, because that would probably that's where you're best.
Yes, exactly
at.
Right.
I would say, yeah, Saba can't speak for your character, but he seems to just love fighting the most.
Well, you did just speak for my character, Ellen. No.
Oh, well, sorry for observing things.
I don't think she did. I think she...
Yeah, I really screwed myself by beating around the bush.
Yeah.
From observing Saba.
From observing my character sheet.
Yeah, he...
Oh, he loves a good
fight.
He
detests planning.
Yeah.
It's more about...
Tell him what to do and he'll do it.
Even his art of fighting style is... by getting into the throng and learning from there.
Yeah.
So he needs to be fighting. I don't know where I would be. I think perhaps a
way station.
I could probably do not bad at herding troops, but it's not Lady Disha's thing.
Yeah.
Her skill set does not require jumping in.
No, it's not necessary.
But keeping a keen eye on everything,
yeah,
that seems more
You also have the asset of Communinet.
Yes.
Which can possibly be used to direct.
Yes, exactly.
Makes
that's kind
sense,
of where so. I see her. Now that this kind of ball has been handed to her of this is essentially her leading House Ikshana to this, she would be at the, you know, at the metaphorical control station, making sure that everything is managed and keeping lines of communication kind of free and open.
You are the spider and the webs are going out.
Yes. All right. Shall we convene as characters?
Mm-hmm. Guess we could find ourselves in the courtyard where we've had a lot of meetings so far.
Well, we have that big kind of war table, don't we? The kind of planning room where we conversed earlier.
That war room is at the spaceport.
Ah.
The pavilion in your compound is more private.
Is this the open kind of courtyard area in the center of the where we...
This is where Ikshana decides its future and gives out its orders, etc.
Sabra is already in full gear. He's ready. He's prepared. I imagine this might be not too long before we are set to go out.
Mm.
It is early, almost essentially night, the night before.
Yeah.
Because everything must start very early on Arrakis. Not only you hear Sabra, but in the dim light are... your head pilots, your head commanders, sharply at attention, resplendent in their uniforms, focused in their purpose, waiting for your final notes and briefings.
Saba has not slept, nor probably will he over this night. He sees no need for it. He'll sleep when the job is done.
We shouldn't waste any breath. We will come out of this victorious. We will search for worm sign. We will find spice. And we will get as much of it as we can back to the Harkonnens, whilst avoiding Fremen attacks and the loss of any materials. Some we can do, and we must, but it is vital that we get the spice. We will need our most avid watchers looking for worm sign. Saba, I trust you will lead the troops.
If we cannot avoid conflict, it will be dealt with.
We are looking for efficiency. Do not be bloodthirsty, but if there is an obstacle, go through. Understood?
Always.
Janice, do you feel prepared?
Yes, my lady. Of course.
Where will you be?
Wherever you command me. Though my best would be in a Thopter, observing the spice and worm sign.
Then there will you be.
As you command, my lady.
We need you at your best. Wonderful. To speak more would be to use up our precious liquid. Get your things and get ready. And House Ikshana must last throughout the ages. You are dismissed.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
Yeah, it's kind of like a... Cut that. I didn't have anything to say. I've confused our audience.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.